Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Be sure to follow me on Rumble, Discord, or Twitter. Links below, because who knows how long they're going to let me stay on the tube. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
If you lose the belly and you get your money up, you won't be worried about what these ladies are asking for, looking for, or requiring. All this time y'all sit on the internet and y'all in the comment section, as a man, you could be learning kung fu, learning how to change a tire, fix something in the house, and getting your money up.
What's your name, baby?
My name's Jessica.
Jessica, where are you calling me from?
Mobile, Alabama.
Mobile, Alabama.
Yes.
All right. Okay. How old are you?
I'm 30.
I'm sick of it. I don't want to date no more. I want to get married.
I'm actually a principal at a school.
Principal, okay. You have any children?
I do have one. She's 7.
Okay. Have you ever been married?
I have not.
Okay. And so we got Jessica. What's your zodiac sign?
I'm a Sagittarius.
Sagittarius. So we got Jessica, Mobile, Alabama, 30, Sagittarius, principal, mom to a 7-year-old. Yes. I'm never married.
Is it a coincidence that, you know, 21-year-olds rarely call up, 22-year-olds rarely call up? Rarely does anybody in their 20s call into this show. Is that a coincidence, y'all?
Not a chance.
What kind of man are you looking for, girl?
I need somebody that's going to provide, that is well-rounded and, you know, everything around the house. I don't want to have to call nobody if, you know, I got a leak, if I need my yard fixed. I just need somebody well-rounded and providing all things, and that's a follower of Jesus Christ as well.
Jesus sent him. He was from Jesus.
Is that a big wig? What is that? Nose ring. Weaved up, overweight, nose ring, having women. Don't get good Christian, you know, men who provide and fix shit around the house. Yeah, principal is a position of, yeah, power. Usually principals are mean. Yeah, they're manly. They're masculine. It's going to be hard for her to come home and flip on a feminine switch. Women, these, I don't know if it's a black woman thing, they associate a man being God-fearing or religious as him being a weak, unaware punk. If he's really devoted to religion, he sticks by the rules and regulations. You had a baby out of wedlock, so that's a no-go. You know, you got nose ring, you mutilated your body, that's a no-go. Fix stuff around the house. Do you even live in a house? That kind of looked like an apartment. I mean, it might be a house, but oh gosh. If you pushed out a baby for another man, take the word provider out of your vocabulary. If you're over 29, take the word provider out of your vocabulary. If you're overweight, take the word provider out of your vocabulary.
Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
That's your deal breakers.
Ooh, I can't take no mama boys.
No mama boys?
Mm-mm. No Trump supporters. And that's all I can think of at the moment.
Okay. Should he look a certain way?
I feel like I'm over the stage of the way that people look.
Isn't it ironic? Don't you think?
I'm kind of gearing towards, I like them a little ugly now.
You like them a little ugly?
A little ugly. I don't need everybody looking at them.
They call that medium ugly.
Medium ugly, that's it.
They call them medium ugly. Okay. Should he make a certain amount of money?
Yes. I need at minimum 6 figures.
Y'all killing me with this. Y'all trying to kill me. You're killing me, man.
So minimum 100K in Mobile, Alabama. That's like a millionaire, right?
Mm-hmm.
6 figures. So if he made 75K, you couldn't mess with him?
No. I provide a pretty luxurious lifestyle for myself and my child.
I hope this camera keep going.
No, we're going to let the camera keep rolling.
This is not true.
So anybody coming in matching or below me, it's just not going to work.
Okay, hear me out. Hear me out.
Okay.
But if he had 75, that would be 75K in addition to what you already have. So wouldn't that be an increase? Or you're saying you want to meet a man and you don't want to pay no more bills ever again?
The latter. Meet a man, now you're trying to pay no more.
You know that anger you get when you deal with, like, a person that's just completely stupid? What's wrong with your brain? Like why do you not see what you are? Like, and I get there with women. I truly do.
Was that the dynamic you have with your son's father?
No. I don't feel like that doesn't count, though.
How does it not count? You have a whole child by that man.
It doesn't count.
Let me say this to you. Maybe to you it doesn't count, but it will count to men. Okay. So I think women, you gotta understand the male's perspective.
I don't want to. She said now that she's older, she ain't into looks. AKA now that I'm older, it's about what you could pay for. It's not about me genuinely having desire for you. It's about what you can fix around the house and what you can pay for. I always say this. After 30, a woman will never love you. Well, I say after 25, but I'm feeling lenient today.
I need somebody to help me not have a big heart.
Don't ever expect a woman that you met after 30 to genuinely love you. It won't happen. That's already happened 10 other times before you since she was 15. She don't have that part of herself anymore. It's been plucked out of her. It's all about you boosting her status, paying for shit, and fixing stuff around the house. You're a tool. That's it.
I don't want to be that guy.
And the only reason she don't want you to cheat and she don't want you to be too fine is because she don't want to lose her tool, not because she genuinely love you and care about you and don't want to lose you as a human. She just don't want to lose her tool. That's why you can be medium ugly now. She let all the fine dudes run through her, put babies in her and all that and some more shit. If a man can't provide a luxurious lifestyle, then he's not worth having. That's what these women mean when they say a provider. And that's really not what a provider means, a luxurious lifestyle. Provider means food, shelter, and clothing.
Like, wait, what?
And let's be clear, you're not pretty enough for what you asking for. Maybe it's a bad bitch out there who could have this resume and still pull it off. You ain't pretty enough to pull it off. You ain't cute enough to pull off this Hail Mary.
The sickest part is you probably don't even know it.
So what you're telling me is you, and not saying that it's not going to happen, but here's the ask. If a man doesn't make more than you, he's out, right? So if there's a man that doesn't make six figures, you won't even give him an opportunity, period. Now, but you had a whole child by a man who didn't make six figures, and now you want a six-figure man to take care of you and your child. So you got to understand the male's mind and how he may say, well, how is that fair? Like, I have to take care of you and your kid, and I make this amount of money, which I have to work to make this amount of money. That doesn't matter to you?
La, 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 I am not listening. La, 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 la.
You're not really listening to me, are you?
Uh-huh.
I mean, I could say anything right now, like, you're a complete tool.
Mm-hmm.
But you wouldn't hear it.
I want you to really concentrate on me.
Women don't give a damn about all that. They want what they want when they want it, even if it don't make sense.
I don't feel like I'm asking somebody on the first date to bring a W-2 to the table. So I wouldn't
say
like
that. No, you're not, but you're just telling me right now, if a man didn't make six figures, don't even reach out to you. So at the door, you're not giving a man a shot if he doesn't make more than 100K.
Well, yeah, that's totally fine. I have no issue with that.
This bitch ain't worth wanting a shot with. That's what my channel is about. Why would anybody want a shot with this? That's really what my channel is about. These women talking like somebody got to compete for him or he supposed to go to gladiator fucking war to get a chance at her pussy. No.
This is Sparta!
And she got one of Pookie's rugrats running around. What make this woman worth being with? And I'm sure she masculine and she clearly stupid based on what we heard so far. What make this woman a good option to compete for or want a shot with? That's what I need answers to. Let me know in the comment section below. Maybe you can help me figure this thing out.
Right. If it doesn't work, call me back. We'll figure this thing out.
I'm not saying that. that you won't get this man, but you already X'd out men who basically your baby daddy couldn't even meet those requirements, and he got a baby out of it.
Right. We live and learn, but I see what you're saying.
Ooh, child, you the principal, too. Let's keep going. Let's do the Kendra Cam.
I'm in my jammies because it's nighttime.
I don't want to hear that shit.
She's standing up there looking like a swollen Satan.
Oh, God.
I'm in my jammies because it's nighttime.
Okay. All right. Okay. What's the age range you would date? You're 30.
I would have to say 35 to 55.
Okay. 35 to 55. Could he have kids already?
I prefer not, but one at max.
One at max? Boy, you prefer a man with no kids too?
Yeah.
Okay, so let me get this straight. He got to make 100K, provide for you and your 7-year-old, and he should also not have kids.
Correct.
Why would that man do that?
Next question, please.
Let me answer that, because I know how women like this think. Because I'm me. That's genuinely why she feel like he should do it. Because I'm me. Regardless of what she about to say, that's really how she feel.
I just feel like the person that's for me is going to provide for me and my child. And it's going to be about us as a unit and not anything outside of that.
Well, now, yeah, that was the child's father's job to do that. That was the deal you're supposed to make with him. So now you're asking a man who never had a kid to make that deal with you, and you're saying if he had a kid, you wouldn't even do in return.
Preference-wise, I wouldn't want nobody that had a child. I mean, if they got a child, okay. But preference-wise, perfect, ideal, I wouldn't want nobody that had a child.
Can you explain to me why you don't want a man with a child?
I feel like that would come with too much drama.
So you wouldn't date yourself?
No.
I'm so fucking tired of this shit. Fuck this shit. Stupid motherfucking fuck you. Fucking dirty as shit. You can't make this shit up. You can't make this shit up. Y'all heard it.
Well, at least there you have it. There, I don't have it. At least she's aware. She doesn't want her. Opposite of her. She would not date herself. So if there is a man that's willing to date her, even though she wouldn't date herself, she wants you to date her. Do you understand how that sounds, Jessica?
Mm-hmm.
How does that sound to you?
Because I feel like I'm a badass motherfucker and I can do what I want.
Like, literally, let's have girl talk. Help me understand how that makes sense to you. If you literally wouldn't make the deal you're asking another person to make, how does that make sense?
If you're asking ideally what I want, it's just what I want. And if I can't get what I want, then I'll just be by myself.
I understand that, but still help me answer this question directly. How does it make sense to ask a man to accept something that you would not accept yourself?
It's just what I want. I mean, I don't have no other answer for you.
Are you retarded?
No, you're a principal. You are educated. You don't get to a principal about being educated. That's a simple basic answer. I want you to use your thought process right now.
Kendra, she don't got the IQ points to level with you on this. God bless her, kid. God, I know I'm live, but I'm just talking to you right now on the spot. Can you watch over this little one? Her mother is an ignoramus, and I'm worried for her. Can you make sure she's straight for me, RB?
We're not going to glide over this because you're intelligent.
Shit.
You don't become a principal without being intelligent. I really am trying to understand your mind. It can't just be that's what I want. How do you expect somebody to accept something that you would not accept?
Leave her alone!
Just because I am in the predicament that I am in right now, where I have a child, where the father has not done what they're supposed to do, allegedly, then that doesn't mean that I can't aspire to have the perfect fairy tale life.
And there we have it. I said this last night. Women feel like they deserve, keyword deserve, the fairy tale, no matter what their current stats are, no matter how many bad decisions she's made in the past, no matter how many bad decisions she planned on making in the future. Women always feel like they deserve the fairy tale ending. Why? Because I'm me. I'm a woman. Women deserve fairy tales because they're women.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
It don't matter if she's 600 pounds with 6 kids by 6 different baby daddies and 6 STDs. She feel like she deserves the fairy tale ending.
Now back to fairy tale. So you, if this man never comes along, you're fine with just you and your child for the rest of your life?
I am.
That means family members are going to have to pick up the slack that a man would have picked up. Nobody can just go through life alone. At some point, you need somebody. I don't care how strong and independent you are as a man or a woman, whether that's your mama, your aunt, a cousin. So all these black women who claim I'm cool by myself, I know from personal experience, other people got to pick up that slack. Their sons, uncles, cousins. These people are horrible.
Your anger and your hate, I think, is coming off as erratic to people.
Passion. My passion. It's all passion.
Okay, your passion is coming off as erratic.
Many lives get affected by these women's lies and bad choices. They should never be left to their own devices.
Now back to fairy tale. So you, if this man never comes along, you're fine with just you and your child for the rest of your life?
I am.
Okay. Did I ask you your last relationship?
Did y'all hear that? The baby in the back talking about, mama, I'm thirsty. She too busy on a ghetto-ass dating show talking ridiculous nonsense to give her precious baby a drink of water. Think about that.
You women are horrible.
You don't have to answer, but I'm going to ask. When's the last time you was intimate with someone?
2 years ago. All
right. So are you on a celibacy journey?
I am.
Until when?
Until my husband.
Woo! Okay. Just what I thought. Okay. Here we go. So we have to make 100K. That's our preference. If he makes less, don't even reach out. Prefers a man with no kids. And he will not have sex with you until your wedding night.
Correct.
I don't think I even did this in 2025. Here's the man, Jessica. Here is him.
Most people just don't want to deal with them because on average, they just are not good, genuine people to be around. They're good to look at. They're good to work at brothels. They're good to, you know, try to take over a bar. They're good when they're handing you food as they're, like, they're a waitress or they're on a call center call or something like that. But anything other than that, we really don't want 85% of y'all around. Just leave. You know, like, it's sad to say, but it's the reality on it.
You shouldn't say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves down the street? Attachments. Allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my